You're listening to the Flip Empire Show, episode 76.
Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Prepare to dive into the minds of real estate's heavy hitters and gain the cutting-edge expertise you need to scale and grow your real estate empire. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
Hey guys, welcome here to another masterclass with Mark Evans, DM, the deal maker. But before we get into the meat and potatoes of this particular masterclass, which I know you're going to get just gold out of, because just Mark drops so much knowledge and wisdom here on this one. Before we get rolling into it, in the event you don't know who Mark is, Mark is somebody who has built several businesses and has really built an empire. And, you know, that has allowed him the ability to travel the world with his family, just live a very fun lifestyle. You may have seen him on Facebook, on social media, Periscope, going on private jets and chartering yachts. And the guy's just, he's an awesome, genuine person that just has a wealth of information and knowledge when it comes to business building. And in this episode, really, we talk about not only how to build a business the right way, where we talk about how important relationships are. We talk about, you know, how he's able to travel, you know, 6 months out of the year, while his business still closes 30 to 50 deals a month, And, you know, Mark is somebody, he did his first deal before the age of 19. He's closed thousands of real estate transactions. And he's been at this business for close to 20 years. And we talk about, again, the right way to build a business. You know, one of the things he says in the show is that it took him 20 years to become an overnight success. And again, it's just gold nuggets he drops on us here. So, I'm going to shut up here and let's just jump right into it. What's up, my friends? Welcome back to another masterclass here at the Flip Empire Show. If you've been listening in for a while, I just want to thank you. I really appreciate you taking the time to tune in. And if you're joining us for the first time, my name's Alex Pardo. I'm your host today. And I can't tell you how pumped and excited I am to have my boy, Mark Evans, DM, in the house. But before I bring him on, I'm very grateful and I feel blessed to be able to host a show, because not only, you know, selfishly does it give me an opportunity to learn from some of the greatest out there, but it's awesome to just connect with real, genuine people. And Mark fits that bill. You know, if you know who Mark is and you have, you know, you guys follow him on Facebook and Periscope and some of the other social media platforms out there, you know, you see a lot of flashy cars and exotic vacations. And if you don't know him, you might get the wrong impression, but I had the opportunity to just hang out with him over the course of the last few weeks. And he's just a real dude. You know, he's somebody that not only walks the walk, not only talks the talk, but he walks the walk. You know, I think there's so many educators and thought leaders in the space that, you know, preach how to do deals and how to, how to build businesses. But a lot of them don't really like walk it, right? They're not really doing it. They're just more teaching it. And Mark is somebody who he's built several successful businesses over the course of the last, 15, 20 years. I think he did his first real estate deal before he was the age of 19 years old. So so it's just a pleasure to have him on. And I know you're going to get a lot of value from this show. So any resources, anything we mention is going to be linked up in the show notes page. And then we'll let you know how you guys can connect with Mark. If you just want to find out more about what he's got going on. So having said that, man, it's awesome to have you on, brother.
Yes, Alex. Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Fantastic, brother. So, hey, man, for those people that may not know who you are, maybe if you can just kind of give us a 30,000 foot view of, you know, who you are and kind of where your business is at this point.
Yeah, no, man. You know, real quick, just a quick backstory. I wasn't born with a silver spoon in my mouth. Come from a small town an hour east of Columbus, Ohio. Great parents, not financially, but just good people. And they taught me like hard work, ethics, and all that good stuff. And I just wanted to figure out how to make money. And real estate investing was the way. So I did my first deal actually in 1996. Wow. You know, the year I graduated high school. So I was 18 years old. And if you fast forward to now, I mean, back then was way different than it is now. Yeah. That was where you had to go to the library. I had no money, no credit. I had nothing except a dream and a goal to, you know, make $100,000 a year. That was my goal, honestly. Coming where I come from, 100,000 years, like, you're big time.
Yeah, for sure.
But now today, you know, if you fast forward 21 years later, you know, my wife and I, we have beautiful houses in Ohio and Florida. We've traveled the world for 7 years. We've done thousands of real estate deals and transactions. I have a full turnkey investment company. It's ran by my COO, Peter, and I have a great team. Alex, you've met these guys, and I have a great team that have taken ownership and really, you know, I'm trying to become a better leader every day. So it's something I'm constantly working on, because a leader and a boss are two different people.
Yep.
And, you know, just being able to enjoy life. You know, it's not abnormal for us to do 50, 60 transactions a month. Truth is, this month we'll probably hit 150, 160 transactions in February here. And that doesn't happen all the time, so I don't want to mislead people. Nor am I telling you that's what you need to do to accomplish amazing things in this business. Because, Alex, you know, you can make a lot of money doing one or two, three deals a month.
Yep.
If you're in the right marketplaces. So now today, man, honestly, I don't go to an office. I have an amazing office, but I don't go to it because I don't function well in an office. And, you know, I figured out and just discovered the more I focus on my unique ability and I live in that unique ability, the more money I make, the easier it is. And I get to hang out with my beautiful wife and my amazing son.
I love it, man. I love it. Well, you actually touched on, that's a perfect segue, because one of the first things I really wanted to talk about before we dive into, you know, how you've been able to kind of build your businesses and live that virtual lifestyle. I know on social media, you talk a lot about your people's, you know, you got to know your unique ability. Mm-hmm. So kind of a two-part question for you, man. What's your unique ability? And then for those of us listening in, if I hear there's a lot of people out there that they just don't know. Like I've asked that question, you know, what's your unique ability? Like, what are you good at? What are you passionate about? And sometimes people can't really give me a straight answer. So what's your unique ability and how do you suggest people figure out what that is for them?
Yeah, dude, honestly, my unique ability is at the end of my name. The DM of Mark Evans DM is Dealmaker.
Love it.
Right. So that is my unique ability. And as cliche as it sounds, like, oh, Dealmaker. Yeah, everybody can say that. Like, dude, I genuinely am good at deal making with my team, deal making with buyers, deal making with sellers, deal making with title companies, deal make. Like, I'm a deal maker. I'm terrible at paperwork. I'm terrible at follow up. I'm terrible at 99% of the stuff. But give me a deal and give me the problem, and I'm going to work on a solution. That comes through experience. And I'm not afraid to fail. Like, that is a unique ability. A lot of people don't understand I'm not afraid to fail is a unique ability, because it pushes you out your boundaries. It forces you to grow. It gets you in the game. And for me, it really is deal making.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, man, it's funny, because I know I was at your dealathon a couple of weeks ago. And by the way, on a side note, anybody interested in learning more about that, you know, feel free to reach out to me and I'd be happy to share with you my experience and put you in contact with Mark if it might be the right fit. But, you know, one of the there's so many takeaways and golden nuggets I got from just hanging out in your office for a couple of days. And one of them is just sometimes I think as entrepreneurs and wholesalers and investors, we tend to overcomplicate this business, you know. And so I talked about this on a few episodes ago, where it's all about simplicity. It's about consistency and just something as simple as putting deals together, connecting people, like picking up the phone, which is a very powerful weapon that I think a lot of us take for granted, and just connecting with the right individuals can net you a 6-7 figure business. And I know you and I talked about that a lot.
Yeah. I mean, you know, listen, I agree 1,000%. I think one thing too, Alex, and I know virtual is a very hot term in real estate investing, right? I want a virtual lifestyle, I want a virtual business, whatever. But the truth is, to me, virtual is, it's kind of like my take on E-Myth, the entrepreneur myth by Michael Gerber. Mm-hmm. Virtual to me is, I don't care if you're great in the office, go to the office and do deals. I function better virtually from my company, even though we have a great office, we have a team in an office. But when I go there, I'm not active, I'm micromanaging, I'm hearing conversations I don't want to hear or I shouldn't hear. And I get pulled in because I genuinely like to help people, right? So I actually lose focus. And again, that's another unique ability. Focus is an ability too. But like, I lose focus in that environment. Mm-hmm. I know that's a weakness for me, so I don't put myself in that environment often. So again, virtual does not mean go sit on the beach, drink beer, and do whatever you do all day and make deals happen. But you can do deals from the beach drinking a beer if you desire.
Yeah.
But you have to have a structure behind you to make sure that the gaps get closed, the contracts get signed, the title work gets done, the buyers are found, the sellers are, like, it's a process. So when everyone's like, oh, Mark, you're in Bora Bora, blah, blah, blah. We talked about that a little bit. Like, dude, I'm in Bora Bora because it took me 18 years. I always say I'm a 21-year overnight success.
I love it. That's so true.
So, you know, I've gotten here because I've worked really hard. I almost went bankrupt twice, blah, 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 back when I was in my early 20s because I was so hungry and I was pushing so hard and I was so green. I didn't know how to build a business. And that's where I see a lot of people failing, Alex. There's a lot of guys out here way smarter than me on title, you know, like finding these cool strategies to get leads and buyers and sellers and all that. But yet, if they don't do that, they don't make money.
Yeah.
I honestly haven't talked to my title company in years. I haven't been to a closing since 05. I haven't been to a house I bought since 05. You know, my guys are texting me yesterday. I was at the cigar lounge and they're like, hey, just sold 45 houses for one of your packages.
Boom.
You know, LOI's coming over. I don't know the seller's name. I don't know when we bought them. I don't know the addresses. I don't even know what they look like, honestly. Yeah. So, and I'm not saying that. And like some people are like, oh, well, that sounds like a little radical or, you know, a little over the top. But the truth is it's actually better and more streamlined and more systematic for me to grow because I have systems, I have operations, I have people, I have structure in place that allows me to do that. So I don't come out of the gate like that.
Yeah.
That took me years to get there. So the good news is you can do it easy if you're just working in the business like we're talking about earlier. Like, dude, just get in and do the deal. Like, you got to do deals. Like, that's how you make money.
Yeah. And you know what, man? I think that's a perfect transition. And just to kind of piggyback on what you're saying, you know, and I'm guilty of this in the past is, you know, people jump on Facebook and you see all these checks and you see the virtual lifestyle. And, you know, but what you don't see is the blood, sweat, and tears that person had to put in to get to that point. I think so many people just want to kind of hit the fast forward button and they want to get to that point where they're able to, like, you know, travel around the world for 6 months out of the year and close deals. I mean, you got to put, like you said, an infrastructure in place. You got to surround yourself with the right team members and have systems and processes. So along those same lines, obviously you've been working at this for the last, you know, 18, 20 years. What are some of the biggest lessons, man, that you've learned when it comes to growing and scaling, you know, your business to get you to the point where you're at now?
Yeah, that's a great question. Real quick, if people are showing you checks online, I would be cautious of that because you don't need to ever go to the bank in 2017.
That's so true. Wires, man. Wires.
Like, dude, I do wires, personal and private, like personal and business. I haven't been to the bank. Everything's done online. So when I see guys like, hey, check out this check I made, I see that. Listen, it's cool to show a check, right? It's awesome. I get excited. I still see them and I get excited on the money, but I also get excited because that person has room to grow because they can say, hey, send me the wire. I don't have to go to a closing. You can be on the beach. And then I know some people will downplay and say, well, Mark, it's only 20 minutes and it's fun. Okay, great. But that's not a business. That's a job. If you don't show up, you don't get paid. Mm-hmm. That's called a job. That's not a business. So so for me, and then the question is for the next question you're asking is about growth. For me, I had to stop worrying about small problems. I had to start focusing on big stuff. Small problems are going to happen in growth. It's part of the game. If you don't allow problems to happen, you're never going to grow because you're trying to please everybody.
Yep.
Things happen. Here's the key, though. The secret is when the problems are small, just knock them out and take care of them. You don't have to, like, take care of them before they happen. Take care of them as they happen. Do the right thing, even when it sucks. Step in and pay the person. Or if you're doing wholesaling and someone gives you the money before you get clear title and the title doesn't clear and that person says, hey, I want my wholesale feedback, give them their money back because you didn't do the deal. And that's going to hold a lot of weight long term, especially if you're in the game forever, which I am.
Yep.
So, you know, you don't want to ruin your reputation over a couple $1,000 or 20 grand. There's no amount actually.
It doesn't matter. Right.
Yeah. So give the money back. And, you know, honestly, hire within. I know I help a lot of people, like, grow their business, go from 2-3 deals a month to 10, 20 or plus more deals a month into the millions of dollars range. So they're always like, Mark, I want to hire a COO like Peter. That's my COO. Mark, I want to hire executive assistant like Sarah or an admin or an acquisition girl like Ann. Mm-hmm. And the truth is, for me, I layered this stuff out. First of all, no one ever knows. Peter worked for me for 2 years in the technical side and saw my business. The only reason I discovered Peter and Peter discovered me and we came together at this next level is because I sold 212 properties in one day and I needed help to figure out how to close the gaps. Like, wow. it was chaos.
Yeah.
And these are lots, you know, so it's not like houses, but these are like $1,500 lots. So he came in, jumped in, and within 24, 48 hours, he systematized something I've been working so hard to try to figure out how to, you know, do. And I just don't have that skill set, which he does. So it just that natural progression. So again, hire within and level them up. I always knew he was a smart guy. Went to Penn, blah, 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 way smarter than me. And, you know, that's what makes, you know, he's an entrepreneur. He's a great guy, loves what he does. And same thing with Ann. She was our executive assistant before she became acquisitions manager. Like, she's sitting in there for a year and she's like, I can do that better.
Yeah.
I understand the language. So hiring within as opposed to hiring someone from outside, because people talk to us, Alex, they don't even know our world exists. They don't understand how we can buy a house for 500 grand and sell for 600 or even 50 and sell for 60. They just don't even understand it. So I spend 8 months explaining to them what we do, why no deals happen. That's not good.
Yeah. And man, and I had the opportunity to meet all of your team members, and it's, now I see why, you know, aside from the fact that you've cultivated this culture in your company and you've put in these infrastructures, you've surrounded yourself with the right people that are operating within their unique ability, you know, and
yes.
I think that there's a lot to be said for why your business is so successful, because you've found the right people. And like, you know, Jim Collins talks about in Good to Great, you know, you find the right people, you put them on the right bus and the right seat.
Right. Yeah. Again, there's a lot of people listening, and maybe you're brand new, or maybe you do have a couple people on your team. There's a lot of people who have the right people on the right bus. The problem is, like you said, they're not in the right seats.
Yeah. Yeah.
So like Ann is, you know, she was frustrated as an executive assistant. She did a great job. She could do it, but it's like, she's not happy. She's not enjoying it. She's, you know, therefore that's going to create resistance internally, which affects everyone. So when we started having a conversation, she came to us and said, I can do that better. I can, like, that's what you want to, up-level people. And she's not, the truth is, and Alex, we talked about this. This is another great point for anybody listening. Every entrepreneur in our head, we think no one can ever close as good as us, get do as much as we can, et cetera. And you might be right. But if they close 50% just as good as you, if you're 100% and they're closing at 50%, where they're going to beat you at is consistency.
Yep.
See, and I feel very confident. I can say this in front of them or with you guys. I can close deals better than anybody on my team. I feel very confident in that. Keep in mind, I have 21 years now, so it should be natural to me, which it is. But my team, I now, that's the leader piece of me coming out and saying, hey, guys, how can I help you close more? I want to give them my 21 years of knowledge as fast as possible by implementation. Mm-hmm. You know, use my money to buy deals. You know, use my team to sell deals internally. But like, let them know, like, I'm here and they're going to be consistent, and give them the tools to succeed.
That's, you know? That's so key, man. It's, you know, it's pouring your resources into your team. And that's a mistake that I think a lot of people make, is they might hire, and for them, it's out of sight, out of mind. And they just expect a person to succeed, but they don't put them in a position to succeed. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. That's the difference with being hiring people to hire people to be cool, or being a leader to grow a company.
Yeah.
Totally different people. For years I was an amateur, but I thought I was a professional business guy, and I hired a lot of great people, but I just was a terrible person internally. Like I was just inexperienced. I wasn't terrible. I just was inexperienced. I couldn't identify what their unique ability was. I didn't identify, like, they'd come to me with problems and I wouldn't solve the problem. I would just say, fix it, just get it done. You know, kind of, it's the wrong mentality. Guys like you and I can do that. But like the everyday people, like the average person that's working internally, like, it just burns them out, honestly. Yeah, and I messed up a lot on that.
Yeah, no, I get it, man. And you know, one of the things we talked about as well at the event was, you know, when, if you have a team or if you have anybody around you and they come to you with a challenge, encourage them to come to you with also at least a few solutions. So that way you're training this person to think on their own and come to you to solve their own problems. You know what I mean?
Yeah, there's a great book out there. I forget what it's called. It's something like The Monkeys on Your Back or something like that.
Okay.
So picture you're in an office and there's five people out on the floor. Someone comes in and they're like, hey, Mark, you know, the seller's not selling. I need your help. What do all entrepreneurs do? Give me the phone. Let's close this deal.
Right.
That's what you're supposed to do in our head. The truth is now, I used to do that for many years. Now it's like, okay, tell me why they aren't buying and what would you do? What are the solutions? And then you get them thinking proactively and progressively. And then again, remember, this person is not going to be an acquisitions person forever. This person might end up being the COO or CEO in 10 years from now. Uh-huh, uh-huh. Right? But if you're always taking over the problem, they're always going to come to you because it's easy. And you always solve the problem. It's the Superman effect in companies.
Yeah, it's a bottleneck, really. And I don't. It's not sustainable to continue to do that. At least not if you want to get your time back, you know?
Dude, it's probably the hardest thing I had to do, because I like jumping in and just getting it done.
Yeah.
But I would sit back tell them to come in with the answer, the two solutions. And, you know, this is an evolution process. It could take 2, 3, 4 months, but it's consistently not solving the problem, even though you can do it in 2 seconds.
Right.
You say, great, get back to me. Let's talk about it at noon today at the next, you know, when you come in. This is at 10 a.m. Let's get a solution by noon.
That's
right. Then they solve it. And then now all of a sudden, you know, things are coming together. And then all of a sudden, you don't even have to think about it. I don't even know where my team's at right now. I know they're cranking. I know people are in the office. You know, clients are in the office. I know Ann's probably out riding a horse today. Peter, you know, like this is what's going on. But like, as you know, this business isn't from a 9 to 5. Like my team works 24 hours a day or when they need to, because they care. Like Ann cares about the sellers. The whole acquisitions department does. The whole selling department cares about the buyers. They were talking to me today, like, hey man, you know, what's going on here? How can we help them? Like they care. And I think that's key, dude. I think you can't teach heart, ethics, and drive. You can't teach it.
Yeah, I remember one of the things you said, man, is that, you know, when you surround yourself with certain team members and you bring them into your culture and your environment, it has to be someone you can trust. It has to be someone with integrity, and everything else can pretty much be taught, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
Dude, I mean, listen, at the end of the day, I'm a good old boy from Midwest, you know, out by Columbus, Ohio area. And it's, you know, in our world, like, you know, you might not have much money, but you definitely have integrity. You know what I mean? Yeah. So right. It's just kind of part of the game. I always thought I thought everyone had that until you get in business and you realize that's not the case. Mm-hmm. But as a kid, I was very naive thinking that's how the world ran, but real life world, man, it's people want to beat you up and just try to take advantage of you. And if you do the opposite, it might not be, you know, it's just in the long run, it will pay off in big time.
Yeah. Yeah. I think a lot of people just kind of have blinders on and they're thinking short term. They're thinking about the dollars. And it's like you said, you know, 5, 10 minutes ago, it doesn't matter how much money you're going to make on a deal. You know, you got to think long term. It's about building relationships and it's about surrounding yourself with those people. Right. And, you know, one of the things that really kind of, it sounds very obvious and it sounds common, but it hit me in the face, you know, when I was hanging out with you a couple of weeks ago, is that don't get discouraged when you bring somebody on that doesn't work out and you got to let them go. I mean, you were sharing how you've had, I don't know how many team members that you've had to let go. And it's a process. I mean, I think that's just, it's the nature of the beast. And I think a lot of people just get discouraged when they hire someone, they pour all this time, energy into training them, and then it doesn't work out, you know?
Well, I think there's two layers to this. So right now, this is the God's honest truth. I'm one of our guys, one of our top sales guys is leaving. And the truth is, I'm not upset. I'm like actually happy for him. It's not about me. It's about the company. I don't think the company will suffer. From my experience, Alex, when a key person leaves a company, if you're a leader, the company gets stronger and the company becomes more profitable.
I love that.
Right. So he's leaving. He has a child now. He wants protection and he makes amazing money. But now he's looking more. He's in a different place in his life. Mm-hmm. So that's one side of, and that's going on right now in my business. Actually, the 6th is his last day, February 6th. So that's going on right now. And then, you know, I had a talk with him today. Hey, man, here's what's going on. He's like, dude, I'm here for as long as you need help as a transition. I would never want to hurt AWB. I would never want to hurt you. You guys have been amazing to me, blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. So, like, when you do that, like, and Alex, you were there. Like, everyone's like, hey, what about, you know, non-competes and this and that? Like, I don't do it. Like if you can better your life and not be with me, go do it. Like it's hard. I know how hard it is doing what we do. Can you make more money temporarily? Yes, you might be able to, but long term, dude, I know how stressful it is. I know the decisions you're gonna have to make when you don't want to make them. I know if you're not dry heaving once a week, you're not pushing the business every week. Like I know these things. Most people aren't willing to do that, and that's fine. That's what makes the world go round. But like I don't. Like if my COO left me tomorrow, would it suck? Would it be devastating? Yes, but I truly believe the culture we've created, dude, they're not leaving me. Number one, they're leaving a team. They're leaving friends. They're leaving family.
Yeah, yeah.
So how, like, and again, it was a very major decision the way this thing's going on with our other guy. Like, it, you know, it took him months to think about. Like, it's a big deal for all of us. We all learn from it. We all grow from it. So I don't know if that answered your question.
No, it does, man. And I'm glad you said that, man, because, you know, every now and then I get people that ask me about, you know, hiring an acquisitions person, a salesperson, and then they're worried about like these non-competes and they're worried about that person, you know, oh, what if I train them and then they become my competition? And I think that speaks to just the wrong mindset. I think if you have the mindset that Mark is talking about now, like you said something, Mark, you know, when we were at your office and you were like, kind of the same thing. You're like, if Peter left, would it suck? Yeah, it would suck. But I wouldn't be mad. I'd try to figure out how can we collaborate and do more deals together. And that's like, that's the kind of mentality and the mindset that you need to have. You know, you can't operate from a place of scarcity. You got to operate from a place of like abundance. And I think when you create that culture in your team, that's when, to your point, your business should thrive. Not, you know, if your team is built on a house of cards where if one person leaves, your business crumbles, you know, you've done something wrong, obviously.
Yeah, you've done something wrong. And not only that, you know, I see a lot of guys out here preaching abundance mentality, abundance, abundance, abundance. But then I know behind the scenes, every single person that walks in their door, they hire, signs a non-compete, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dude, like, this is someone's family. We only have one shot at this, guys, right? Like, life is once for us. Why would we want to limit anybody? And put yourself in their shoes. Would you want to be in a position that you're limited? I don't want to be limited. If I don't like you, if I decide, hey, in 2 years or 3 years, like, you and I, Alex, are going to be in different places in our life a year from now, let alone 3 years or 5 years from now. Mm-hmm. So if we wake up and say, I want to do something different, we have the luxury to do that. Why would we want to handcuff someone that's a great person, that's helped you make a lot of money in your company, that's doing a lot of great, like, why would you say, dude, like, you can't do this?
Yeah.
Because remember, in real estate, right, you have to have buyers, you have to have sellers, you have to have private money, you have to have contractors, you have to have relationships. I mean, there's 85,000. That's why I don't worry about people doing, like, dude, I'll collaborate. Like you said, I will collaborate with you because I know I can bring something of value and we'll make more money together.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, I get it, man. I love it. Why do you think, man, so many people have a hard time succeeding in this business? So specifically, you know, real estate investors, why do you think, you know, you've seen so many people kind of have the ups and downs?
Well, again, it's one word, consistency. You know, it's easy to do stuff once. And I know it's just real estate, but like we're talking about life, period. You know, through it's a relationship to something. If you're trying to get in better shape, why is it so hard to lose weight? If you're trying to get in a better relationship, why is it so hard to have a good relationship? Like, dude, it takes a lot of work.
Yeah.
It takes a lot of take and give. And again, back to unique ability. My unique ability is not running 8 miles a day. My unique ability is more lifting heavy weights, mm-hmm. right? I can lose weight that way, but I might have to change my diet. Like, you have to make adjustments. You have to be, you know, moldable. You have to adjust in times. We adjust constantly. And you have to be willing to understand what risk and reward is and kind of understand the, you know, the benefits. But I think people honestly do just, you know, they love, oh, Mark's got a cool car, or Alex got this awesome thing going on and this, like all this stuff. Like, mm-hmm. like, dude, I'm so consistent. Like, my business is very calm. It's not chaotic. It's not stressful. It's very consistently calm.
Yeah.
And the more calm it gets, magically, the more money I make.
Right. Right.
Yeah. You know, it's taking emotions out of business, really.
That's right. And by the way, man, and I'm sure you could back me up here. That's not to say that your business is not going to have challenges. And sometimes, like, look, you're talking about one of your top sales guys is leaving, but you're talking about it like you're calm, you're chill, like things are going to be okay and good for him, right? That's, dude, that's what I love about what you're talking about.
Right now is going, I swear I'm at such a calm place. As soon as I hang up with you, I'm going out to the pool at my house and I'm going to smoke a cigar and just, like, I want him, dude, I really want him to be successful and I want to put good mojo to him. I want him to have everything he's ever wanted and dreamt about life to have an opportunity to get there. I would never suppress anybody. And, you know, I'm getting goosebumps even talking about it because, like, dude, I really genuinely, we only have one shot at this. I will say that a million times, but like, that's all we have. Why not live to the fullest for all of us?
Yeah. And I know if I'm listening in, I might be thinking to myself, and I know the answer to this because we've talked about it, but, you know, people are probably thinking to themselves, well, how do you find and how do you surround yourself with these great people? You know, I know they're probably thinking, what's the ninja Craigslist where you find all these rock stars? And it doesn't work that way. But maybe if you could speak to a little bit, like, sure. You know, like you mentioned, Peter worked for you for 2 years and you, right. You know, you talked about how you hired within. just for the benefit of those listening in that might be thinking, how can I start to create a web or a network of just cool people that I might want to surround myself with and build my business around?
Yeah, again, it's cliche, but give before you get. You know, Peter, Ian, and Sarah, all three that work in the company at high levels, I met them all on Craigslist. I placed an ad. I was very straight up what I was looking for. I wasn't like, you know, work for a huge company, blah, blah, blah. Like, it was like, hey, if you're lazy, if you're incompetent, if you don't take responsibility, I'm very straightforward with my ads. I haven't done an ad for a while, but like, Peter's been with me 7-8 years, Ian's a couple, 3 years, and Sarah's recent. But, you know, for me, dude, like, here's the thing is, there's so many, we got to remember, this is a relationship. So many people are trying to find and marry that person in one date. It doesn't work like that in real life. Find the person, like Alex, for example, there's listeners that listen to you, it's listened to all your shows. You talk about a lot of the same genuine stuff all the time, right? Like, mm-hmm. You're like, yo, positive, I got this, I got that going on, I got an amazing daughter, I got an amazing wife, blah, 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 blah. How many gifts do you receive in the mail? Handwritten notes, gifts in the mail, just randomly or anything? Do you get this often, if ever?
Rather few and far between, if at all.
So someone's sitting here like, how does Alex Pardo get to know me so he could gift back to me? Because, dude, you're a giver. You're a go-giver. You know, like, that's a book you love.
Yeah.
The go-giver piece. If someone's sitting here listening, and I'll tell you the reason I'm bringing this up, like, the opportunities have never been so easy to listen to every single show Alex talks about, find something unique he loves, send him a $100 gift or even a thank you card or just something to say, dude, I took 2 minutes out of my life. And I appreciate everything you're doing. This is powerful. Just by doing that one piece, dude, it's so simple.
I know.
No one does it.
And you know what it is, man, is that if that happened, I wouldn't forget that. And I wouldn't forget that person. And it's like, you genuinely want to help that person. It's kind of like the law of reciprocation. But aside from that, it's a cool thing to do, right?
Dude, it's so, I'm a huge gift giver. Like, every day we give gifts, thousands of dollars a month. The reason I brought that piece up is my buddy, Mike, he's actually one of my best friends. I do a lot of business with him still today, millions of dollars in deals. He literally used to do a show 13, 14, 15 years ago. I'm talking like, this is a podcast show. This is like old online radio shows,
okay,
or even radio. And he always talked about Tic Tacs and Snapple, Peach Snapple.
Okay.
Every quarter, every month or whatever, I would send him a huge box of orange Tic Tacs and a thing of Snapple. Awesome. And then he had a book come out, and I supported him by buying 200 copies. And then I stamped every book and just gave them out to friends. I didn't try to charge them. I didn't try to make money. I tried to give into the world. You can't outgive the world.
I love that.
So I made an impact with him, which now he's like one of my best friends. Our kids hang out, like, blah, blah, blah. And then, you know, and then the people I've met from that I still communicate with and do business with.
Yeah. That's awesome, man.
Yeah, and it's so easy. Everyone can do it. It's never been easier than it has been now.
Yeah, and we were talking about it, guys, and we were, you know, a couple of days ago, we were filming an episode of Rolling with the DM, which we'll include the link whenever it gets published in the show notes. And, you know, we drove by Tony Robbins' mansion, and when I saw it, the first thing I thought, you know, whenever I think Tony Robbins, I mean, that guy's put out so much good into this world. One of my favorite quotes that Mark, I remember I mentioned on the show was, "The secret to living is giving." And
right.
That's always stuck with me. And I think if you just keep that at the forefront of your mind, something as simple, dude, I was in your office and my wife texted me a picture of like a big can of cookies with a note that you had sent. And I was like, that's the coolest shit that has happened to me in such a long time. And it's just cookies, but it's just a thought. You know what I mean?
Dude, for anybody to take a second, like, we live in such a fast world. Everything's about me, me, me. If you just take 1 minute, 1 second out of your life and just tell someone, hey, dude, like, you've changed my life, or that episode was amazing, or, hey, I'm just thinking about you. Think, like, I do it often. I'm not doing it enough. Just talking about it. I'm writing notes as I'm talking to you. Like, send two more today. Thank you cards. One more gift. Like, if you're talking to a buddy, this just happened recently, a buddy of mine, his uncle is, you know, found out he's got cancer, he's going to pass away in a short time. I send him, dude, I don't even think twice about it. It's not like, oh my God, it costs money. It's like, holy cow, I could not imagine. I just want to send him a gift to let him know he's in my thoughts.
What, man, I don't want to butcher it, but what's that saying or that quote that people, I hope I don't butcher it, but maybe you can help me out here. Something to the effect of, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care.
That, oh, I think it's spot on. I think that's exactly right.
Yeah, I love it, man. Awesome, dude. Well, hey, man, I got a couple more questions for you. I don't want to take up too much of your time. This is a question I always ask at towards the end of the show, and I'm curious people's kind of response, but kind of rewind the clock. You know, you're a young dude, man. I think you're what, 38?
Yep, 38.
So rewind the clock maybe 15, 20 years. What's the one piece of advice that you would give the younger Mark Evans DM?
Do more.
Okay.
I played safe. Even when I thought I was playing big, I was playing safe.
So think big and do more.
Yeah. Magic of Thinking Big, David Schwartz. I mean, that's the book. Like, you know, just do, surround yourself around more people, better people. The problem is there's just not that one thing. When we talked about this, like, what's your number one book? Like, I have so many. Like,
I know.
Just I honestly think bigger and get around better people. Like, get around better people.
I love it, man. I love it. Well, hey guys, before Mark, I wanna find out where people can connect with you guys. Just a couple of things before we wrap up here. So if anybody's interested in connecting with Mark, Mark's gonna let us know where you guys can reach out to him. But you know, if you're interested in really growing your business, I can speak firsthand to how much I've learned from Mark in a short amount of time. And we've known each other for years. We've been friends on Facebook, and over the last, you know, several months, we've just connected more and gotten a lot closer. And just a real genuine guy. And I'm sure you can get that. You can sense that from just listening to him here. He's got a thing called the Deal-a-thon for 2 days. You guys should definitely check it out. If you want to talk about it on a one-to-one level, just reach out to me. I'd be happy to share my experience with you. And then also, you know, Mark mentioned his right-hand man, Peter, who's the COO. I'm looking forward to this, but the next several masterclass shows, I think we're going to dedicate two or three. We're going to have Peter on, and the guy's just a ninja. I mean, he's just a sharp dude, and we're going to talk about, you know, systems, operations, a lot of things that I think are really going to help you guys out in your business. But we're also going to talk for some of you that might be in a position where, you know, you have some money, but it's not generating the kind of income that you'd like it to. You know, we're going to talk about how you can passively earn 10 to 12% on that money through Mark's company, working with Peter and the rest of the team. So definitely check out the show. I just kind of wanted to tease it. It's not going to be a sales pitch or anything like that. It's going to be 100% content. I know you guys are going to get a lot of value from it. But I think there's also an opportunity for some of you that to put that money to work if you're interested in doing so. So, Mark, man, I just wanted to kind of plug that in here before we wrapped it up. But where can people, I don't know if you have any parting words, but where can people just connect with you and find out more about what you have going on?
Yeah, I mean, listen, social media is amazing. Just type in Mark Evans DM to Periscope, Facebook, Instagram, anywhere, and you can follow me there. I do have a podcast show. It's not like there's great content. I think 70-something episodes at therealestatephonepower.com. And Alex, for me, I guess the biggest thing I can say is, you know, if you want to grow a business, stop learning real estate strategies and start learning business building strategies.
You nailed it.
Right. So that's a game changer, guys. I get goosebumps saying that because it changed my life. Like, stop learning real estate strategies, start learning business building strategies. Like, learn how to be a better leader, learn how to create better processes and better systems. You know, what's that 80% of stuff you're doing that's creating only 20% results, and flipping that and doing 20% of the stuff to get 80% of the results? Who cares how big you are, how smart you are? Just get, you know, at the end of the day, just do what you do and, you know, and push yourself to the next level.
That's awesome. Love it, man. Yeah. Hey, brother, I really appreciate you taking the time to jump on, man. I appreciate the value bombs and just the wisdom, you know, that you're sharing with us. So guys, we'll link up Mark's Facebook profile, his Periscope, all that stuff. It'll be in the show notes page so you guys can reach out. And if you guys want to connect with me, ask me any questions. I'm always looking forward to connecting and just seeing how I can add value and help you in your business. So Mark, brother, I appreciate it, man. If there's anything you need, you know, I'm an open phone line away. So
absolutely, man. And hopefully everyone listening to this, Alex, you get tons of stuff in the mail. I hope you do, man, because you've done a great service to the community and you're bringing real value, you know, straight up value, not like BS stuff, but like, this is real talk, you know, with what you're doing. And it's appreciated in the marketplace, I'm sure.
Thank you, man. I genuinely appreciate that. I appreciate you. And I know we'll be in contact. So guys, I'll catch you on the next. Make sure that you tune in to this Thursday's Q&A episode. And then make sure that you keep an eye on your email, because I'm going to have Mark's right-hand man, Peter, on the podcast for the next couple shows. And again, I think you guys are really, really going to get a lot of value. I mean, the guy's a ninja. And when it comes to systems, processes, and just the guy's going to drop a lot of knowledge. And Mark laughs because he knows what's up.
Yeah, it's good stuff, guys. Awesome, Alex. Thank you.
We'll talk soon, everybody. Take care.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show. But we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text EMPIRE to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.